So, the story. You know, one day, I received a... Gene, this is the story of how the family was sitting outside there with me today. How did they come to Baba? Story leads us back to a letter that I received. I received mail, and it was addressed, the cover was addressed to the manager, Mehr Baba Ashram Ahmednagar. That's all. And in that letter was mentioned that I am interested in visiting the ashram. Will you please let me know how to do it? What time should I come? And where should I be? Just that. 3 or 4 lines. And signed Umrigar, Dhan Umrigar. Her name is Dhan, the lady who brought all the family. Immediately I put 2 and 2 together. She's from Bombay. She does not know even to address Mehr Baba Ashram. There's no such thing as Mehr Baba Ashram or anything like that. And being Umrigar, a Zoroastrian, she must be knowing the Umrigar family. Or they might be distant relatives or relationship or anything like that. Why not? Why could they not have approached them? The Umrigar family is sitting here, the lady and all that. So that was my first thought. I said, instead of replying and all that, I simply wrote that, well, we have received your letter. There is Avatar Mehr Baba Center in Bombay. The address is SSS. Please contact them and they will supply you all the information. She must have contacted because she was genuinely wanting to, come here. So there, instead of giving the proper information, what they said, you phone Pilgrim Center and there is a member of the center who is now living there, Dolly Dastu. So you inquire from her. So you can phone, this is the phone number. So that's how they phoned her and came to Ahmednagar. She came with her old eldest son. Aaj yano dikroni hai motto. He is a real one, you know. He's like a marshal. Yeah. Very stout and all that. So they both came. And naturally they went and inquired at the pilgrim center and met Dolly Dastu. Dolly Dastu took them to the hill and this and that. And then she brought them here. But before they came here, naturally we were at the trust office. So she brought them there. So we first met them at the office there. So there naturally we inquired as to what brought her here. So the story then she starts telling. She said, you are Dhan Umrigar? I said, yeah. I said, I received the letter. And this is what I replied. And naturally you must have contacted the Bombay Center. I said, yeah, they told me to contact Dolly. So I will contact her. Fine. What brought you here? You want to see anything? What is it? Who is this gentleman? No, he has escorted me. So what? Who is he? No, yeah, he's my son. And he wants to escort me because, you know, we have heard that it is rather dangerous to associate with Mehr Baba, you know. So he himself volunteered to come and just escort me here in case of any emergency or anything else. Why is it? I am as Kayua. You know, Dikroch had come for an escort to protect her. Yeah. So then what happened is, I said, but what happened? Why do you want to come here? So she tells this story that some time back, some years ago, some 7, 8, about that time, her son, by name Carl, he was a very famous jockey in races, you know, very good person. He was truthful in his vocation, and he was honest. You know, jockeys, you know, do you know what horse race is being, racing, you know? But he was truthful, he knew his responsibility, he did his turn and would ride the horses, and very often his horse would win. So there was some sort of jealousy between the jockeys and the owners of the horses and all that sort of thing. And It so happened some 7 years ago or 8 years ago, I forget now, long back, because we did read in the papers also about there was some maneuvering taking place and his horse was just at the time of the winning post, he was butted in and jockey was thrown out and Karl was trampled upon the horse and died on the spot. And there was a little uproar in the stadium there and at the club, turf club and all that. So papers filled in a lot of information and all that. And there was a big procession because he was the most favorite jockey of all. And so forth. So my son died. You know about him? I said, yeah, we had heard and we read in the papers. That's how he died. So, yeah. But since then, I have no peace of mind. Because I loved him very much. Not the public loved him, but I being the mother, naturally my love goes to him. My father, my husband's love is there also. He was much loved by all in the family. So he said, yeah. So he said, he told us to come to you. To Mehrabal. To Baba. Mehr Baba. He said, he told you, but he is dead, no? So he said, yeah. She said, what had happened was that I used to pass my days pining over the loss and moaning about it and not knowing what to do all the time. His face would appear and he would be there and all that before my mind's eye. I lost him. I still lose him. And I did not know what my life was. Life of great joy turned into life of misery. My husband one day read in a paper how another mother had lost her son and how she derived comfort. And the article in that she has mentioned about how she derived comfort, you know, about writings. You know that they do writing, automatic writing. So my husband says, why don't you contact that lady, see how she derives comfort. Now get over these things, you see, why do you want to continue with this? 7 years have passed, mind you. So she goes there and says, all that I do is just sit with pencil and paper and think about the lost, departed soul. And whatever your hand is made to write is his answer that I took it, take it as my comfort. So she sat yearning for her son to say, give her a message and all that. So for some days there was nothing but scratches. Nothing. One day there was the appearance of the word Meher, and then Baba, and then go to Meher Baba. And it repeated, go to Meher Baba, go to Meher Baba. She had heard of Meher Baba. She had heard also that her nearest relative, the family, are lovers of Meher Baba too. But somehow or other, at that time, you see, when everything is rosy in one's life, lifestyle is quite different then. So somehow or other they were not relating themselves to the family. They have their own life, they had their own life. And they would come because of the races and all that. And Maharaja of Baroda, you know Guru Prasad Palace?
Yes.
He was also very fond of horse racing. And so he had given that palace for this family to be at their disposal at the time. So they used to go there and be there during the time of race season in Pune. From Bombay they would come. There are Pune races too. They come. So one fine day they have been told that, well, Meher Baba, that's how she heard of Meher Baba. That Meher Baba, has occupied Guru Prasad on condition that nobody should disturb him. So now from henceforth, please excuse me that you won't be able to stay there. So they were ousted from what you call Guru Prasad also. So they continued with that and it happened. This accident took place quite a long time afterwards. So that's how she had that faint memories of Meher Baba through the family, through the relatives and this episode at Guru Prasad. So now that Karl wants them to go to Meher Baba, and she loves Karl so much that she can't refuse his behest because he's repeating, go to Meher Baba, go to Meher Baba, go to Meher Baba. So she comes, not knowing what to do now. So I've come to keep my son happy that I've come here. Then it didn't stop her from continuing with automatic writing. So she got more. Then of course she came and heard about Baba, and she was very happy about it. She derived great peace at the tomb of Baba. And there was a transformation in her perspective and all that happened. So after some time, she mentioned to us later on when she brought her husband, you know, for the first time. So next time they come, she comes with her husband. She says, who is this? My husband, Jimmy. So, oh, well, happy to see you. What happened? You brought Yukon? She said, it's good that you brought him too. I said, no. She still persists in saying no, because Karl says, take daddy with you. Take daddy. So that's why she brought him. Then came, take the family with you. So then, since then, she is bringing the family, one after the other, the tribes come. So there are two more visits, she says. There are two more parts to the family, yeah. This, she said just now. But one day we'll come here for a longer stay. She comes just for a few hours in car and goes back. Each time the visit has been like that. Fleeting visit, fleeting moments with Baba, at Baba's tomb. And here. But then, it gave me a thought. After she left, I started pondering over the situation. It was a humorous episode, you know. We have heard many life stories and all that sort of people, how they are brought to Baba and all that. But this is something quite peculiar. A departed soul, parents indulging in automatic writing, which Baba always wanted us not to go near it, not to have anything to do with it. And how come that, well, this automatic writing brings a family to Baba? And I was thinking like that for a couple of days. Every now and again, my mind started telling me that. Then one day a thought came to me. Baba, of course, brought this thought. That's how I feel it. Others, because I was... It sounded very fishy, you see, all that. It is always the case, we feel that we know more than what he does for us, you see. All of a sudden a thought strikes me and says, oh, Baba has always told more vigorously about the LSD and morphine and all the drugs, hallucinogenic drugs and all that, and he always wanted us not to do anything with the people who take drugs and all that. And yet, so many youngsters had come to him, are still coming to him through drugs, and have been giving it up. So why not? So then, why not accept this? So then I began to accept it. Not because of that, but because one great thing he has told us, that don't do, oh no, do as I tell you to do. But don't do as I do. So, we have not to meddle with automatic writing or anything. That's the story.